This week's Parsha, Parshat Matot, two tribes, Reuven and Gad, approach Moshe and they make a request. The request is that they should receive permission to stay on what we can call the east bank of the Jordan. If there's a west bank, then there's also an east bank. Moshe initially takes this request as something which is absolutely horrifying. It reminds him of the spies, those who try to scare the people against entering the land of Israel. And Moshe sees this as being the same. Their behavior of wanting to stay here will cause the others to be afraid. The response of the children of Gad and Reuven, and the order gets shifted along the way, is that they'll fight. They'll enter the land together with their brothers. They'll fight with them and make sure the land of Israel is conquered. And only then will they go back to their families. Now, the starting point of all of this is because they had a lot of flock. This is a beautiful place for flock. And as I was reading the Parsha, I was reminded of something which I read from my teacher, from Rabbi Soloveitchik. It was a talk that he'd given many, many years ago. When discussing Yosef and his brothers, Rabbi Soloveitchik discussed the dream that Yosef had. Yosef speaks of this vision that the brothers, the sheaves of the brothers, will bow down to Yosef's sheaves. And he said, what was it that troubled them so much? The insight of Rabbi Soloveitchik was that the brothers at that time were shepherds. They were shepherds, their fathers were shepherds, grandfathers were shepherds. They come from a family of shepherds. Why in the world is Yosef dreaming of sheaves? In order to have sheaves, you need to plant, you need to plow, you need to harvest. But really, in order to have sheaves, you need one other thing, and that is you need your own land. People who had herds, people who had flocks, were like the Bedouin who were able to travel from place to place, who are not really connected to any particular land. Whatever land is good for grazing, that's the land that they are momentarily attached to. Which means that the brothers thought the future would be the same as the past, or the same as the present. While Yosef sees a different future, Yosef sees a future of when the land will be theirs. And when you have your own land, you can plant and you can plow and you can harvest. Which means part of the problem of the tribes of Reuven and Gad is his lack of imagination of leading to a new life, leading to a time that the land is theirs, that they can plant in this land, they can grow their vines and they can grow their olive trees, and they can grow all of their produce. Instead, they look at the present, we have a lot of flock, and we need a place for grazing. And I'm not saying that everyone needs to be farmers, and I'm not implying that this is all based upon the perception of what kind of job one should have. But perhaps it does speak in terms of their orientation to the land. They're happy to stay where they are because they don't really see the connection to the land in the same way that perhaps God had seen it. There's a whole question in terms of halacha, in terms of Jewish law. If the land which they stayed in has a status of the land which flows with milk and honey, or that's only on the other side of the Jordan. Which means this land may have achieved the status as being part of the land of Israel, and two, and later we find out 2.5 tribes will end up living there. But it's not the land that God had promised. It's not the land where we really should connect to in a profound level. It was land at that moment seemed like the right idea, and there may be something really tragic within that choice.